A driver is without their wheels for at least a week after they recently decided to get comfortable with the gas pedal in the middle of rush hour. Coquitlam RCMP's traffic enforcement unit recently clocked a commuter at 129 km per hour near the intersection of Orchid Drive and Lougheed Highway after 4:30 p.m. on November 1. That's 59 km per hour above the 70 zone limit, clearly posted on a sign all drivers can see in a photo posted by Mounties yesterday afternoon, November 8. The driver was pulled over just beyond the Pitt River Road three-way intersection with Lougheed, according to RCMP images. Spokesperson Corporal Alexa Hodgins tells the Tri-City News the full Class 5 license driver was not impaired during the incident. The result? The driver's vehicle was automatically impounded for 7 days and was issued an excessive speeding fine, which ranges from $368 to $483. These types of incidents are unfortunately all too common, said Hodgins. Coquitlam RCMP wants to remind the public to be respectful of the posted speed limits and drive with care. We're out there enforcing the law, added a social media post by Coquitlam Mounties. Slow down or this could be you. Let's work together to keep our community safe. According to ICBC, Lougheed Highway between Orchid Drive and Time Drive has seen hundreds of vehicle collisions in recent years. Between 2017 and 2021, there were a total of 387 crashes along the Coquitlam stretch with factors that have included speeding, high-risk driving, distracted driving or impaired driving. In the Lower Mainland, on average, 27 people die from vehicle collisions in the region each year when speed was the main contributing factor. The Tri-Cities also witnessed its first significant snowfall of the season on Sunday, November 6, accumulating as much as 10 centimeters at higher elevations. Drivers are being warned to slow down and drive carefully under those conditions. Tips: beware of unpredictable weather. If you'll be traveling, snow, sleet, rain, hail, ice and fog are just some of the challenging fall conditions you should be prepared for on BC roads. Check Drive BC for road and weather conditions before your trip. Put on winter tires. As of October 1, vehicles must have winter tires on many BC highways including parts of Vancouver Island, Highway 99 to Whistler, and most highways in the southern interior and northern BC. Prepare your vehicle. Make sure your tires are properly inflated and in good condition, headlights and taillights are in working order, and keep wiper fluid topped up for clearer visibility. It's also important to prepare for the unexpected by keeping an emergency kit in your vehicle with items like warm clothing, food, water, blankets and more. Take caution with wildlife. Watch for wildlife warning signs. They're posted where animals are most likely to be on the road. Be very alert at dusk or dawn when animals are most likely to be on the road. If you see wildlife on or near the road, slow down and use caution so you have time to react if needed. Drive to the conditions. When driving on snow, ice, slush or in rain or fog, slow down. Allow yourself at least twice the normal braking distance on wet or slippery roads. Keep your mind and eyes on the road. Distracted driving is a top contributing factor in crashes this long weekend. Program your GPS before you head out for your trip and leave your phone alone.